Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast prepared for Monday, March 24th, 2008. An absolutely gorgeous morning here in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. And although yesterday was the day we especially celebrated as Resurrection Sunday, this is our Daily Encouragement Net resurrection message. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net because that's what we want to do, using God's Word as our foundation. Today's message is titled, Of First Importance. And we have two verses we want to share with you. One from Peter's sermon on the day of Pentecost, just a single phrase actually. And then two verses from 1 Corinthians 15:3 and 4. And by the way, that sermon from the day of Pentecost was Acts 2:32, that phrase.
God has raised this Jesus to life, and we are all witnesses of the fact. For what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures.
Our family awakened yesterday morning to a brilliant sunrise in the eastern sky and a stunning full moon in the western. The customary Resurrection Day greeting in our home is, He is risen, to which we reply,
He is risen indeed. We gather with other believers in church, to corporately declare the glorious truth of the resurrected Savior. Our friend Ken greeted us and said, Happy 1975th Resurrection Day. He had done a little math work subtracting 33 AD, the traditional date for the resurrection, from the year 2008. And I have to admit, I never thought to do that.
And I'm a very analytical person, but I never had either. Well, Brooksine led our choir in a powerful musical that expressed the great truths of the atoning death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, including one of our longtime favorites, Christ the Lord is risen today. Originally, this hymn was titled Hymn for Easter Sunday. This exuberant Charles Wesley hymn has been sung at Easter for 269 years. What a privilege to join the host of believers through the generations in declaring the biblical truth, not only in scripture reading, but also in our worship musically.
Our pastor preached the gospel, the good news first proclaimed by the apostles. Well, I never weary of hearing the old message. It often brings tears to my eyes. It doesn't expire, it's never out of date, and the gospel does not need revision. I pray that I will always be like those who know it best seem hungering and thirsting to hear it like the rest.
Well, we also pray that there will always be churches faithfully proclaiming the true message of Christ. The commission for the true follower of Christ is stated by Jude. We are to, quote, contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all handed down to the saints. That's in Jude chapter 1, and there's only one chapter in Jude, but verse 3. Far too many churches have abandoned the apostolic faith. They're caught up in current fads and politics and attempts to appeal to the postmodern seeker. Some are embarrassed by the gospel and redemption truths such as the cross, the shed blood, and the literal bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Today's verse is the only place in the Bible where the phrase of first importance is found. In these verses, the Apostle Paul provides a wonderful summation of the gospel. What he himself had received,
the Greek word paralambano,
he had passed on.
The Greek word paradidomai.
This has been the God-ordained manner for transmission of truth for nearly 2,000 years.
Earnest believers continue to receive and pass on this sacred message to this day. Have you received and believed this message? Are you passing it on? At the heart of apostolic preaching is the proclamation of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. I believe these three together comprise the truth that is of first importance. This is of first importance all through the church age and indeed through eternity. This is based on the authority of the Scriptures. Notice the phrase, according to the Scriptures in the second daily text.
Whatever you're facing today, hold on to this glorious truth that is of first importance. Christ died, Christ was buried, and Christ Jesus was raised to life forevermore.
The risen Christ states in Revelation 1, verse 18, I am the living one. I was dead, and behold, I am alive forever and ever. And I hold the keys of death and Hades.
Let's pray together. Father, I am strengthened and encouraged through the vision the Apostle John received while imprisoned on the Isle of Patmos. When he saw the Son of Man, he fell at his feet as though he were dead. Jesus' words of assurance to John and to each of us 2,000 years later helps to still my fears and reminds me that I serve a living, risen Christ. Do not be afraid, Jesus says. I am the first and the last. I am the living one. I was dead, and behold, I am alive forever and ever. And because Jesus lives, we live also. Amen.
Amen. What a glorious truth the resurrection is. What a joy to proclaim it today through our podcast and through our written materials. Our website is at dailyencouragement.net. We do have several photos up today. A photo taken by a Lancaster County friend of ours is our main photo at the top today. Just a simple photo of some crocuses. But I have placed on that wonderful phrase, He is risen indeed, as a reminder of the truth of the resurrection. We also have some additional notes and photos that express our weekend. If you care to look on our site today, this is the message prepared for Monday, March 24th, 2008. And again, our website is dailyencouragement.net. And we also have some suggested music today. There's available just as links, not on our site, but these are links to resources elsewhere on the web. Well, have a blessed day today. Continue to faithfully serve the risen Lord and to remember always what is of first importance.